want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norma Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is patty melts. Last suppers and hurricane party meals require special consideration when it comes to what to eat. Clearly, last meals require much more thought. Do we go with ornate dining, such as a multi-course chef's tasting menu? Or do we go with something remembered from childhood, like grandmother's fried chicken? Fortunately, we were not at the end of our rope, but we were in the midst of a hurricane watch, and we were hungry. With that in mind, we headed to a casual pub in Central Florida while we waited on word from our family down in Miami, and we waited to see if the hurricane would be as fearsome as predicted. Logically, we waited in the embracing arms of a long-standing local pub cherished by the natives of the area by the name of Jeremiah's. Our barmaid told us the day's special, and I knew instantly that I would have to have their patty melt. I cannot recall the last time I had ordered one, and as the storm chugged northward, I sipped a beer and waited to see if my memory of a patty melt would allay my hurricane concerns. A lady came into the bar and sat at a nearby bar stool to order her after-the-hurricane meal. She reasoned the electricity was likely to be out, so she explained to the barmaid that she would like 4 baked potatoes. They don't even have to be hot, just cooked. I'm going to make potato salad out of them, and I want a big cooked hamburger steak, too. Just take about 3 patties and mash them together and cook them medium for me, okay? The barmaid empathized and filled the lady's order. The lady drank a tall, iced VO and soda. I put off the thought to explore having that drink from long ago, too. I didn't grow up eating patty melts. In fact, the first time it really rooted into my consciousness was when we went out to Las Vegas to do a dinner with my buddies Charlie Trotter and Emeril Lagasse. Vegas was on the seam of a cultural shift at that time. Some of the old spots that catered to the masses with buffet lines and others featuring simple all-American fare still stood, while chefs like Charlie and Emeril were part of the vanguard reinventing Vegas dining. We went to a simple place with Emeril one late afternoon, and Em ordered a patty melt. And after that, I had to see what the attraction was. Meanwhile, back at Jeremiah's, my wife Janet ordered a broiled trout with some corn. Usually we split meals, but this being a hurricane meal, I was taking an unusual course of action. In keeping with that, I ordered another beer, too. The patty melt is believed by some to have been invented in Los Angeles by a gent named Tiny Naylor. Tiny had a drive-in restaurant on La Brea and Sunset, and sometime in the 1950s he came up with it. Maybe he was out of hamburger buns. A patty melt, if you haven't had one, is cooked ground beef, Swiss cheese and caramelized onions put between rye bread and placed on a griddle until it becomes a crisp on the outside, gooey on the inside construction of hunger-whipping power. The one I had at Jeremiah's, I'd give it a Cat 4 on the hurricane scale. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name. Give him back the time he's done.